Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. And the college football conversation, it continues. Time now to focus on the SEC and the Arkansas Razorbacks. No doubt the Razorbacks, I would say, my estimation, we've talked about it on the show, they are perhaps one of the most improved teams in the country. And I would say if they played in the SEC East or another conference, they certainly would have a better record than 4-5 and 0-5 in the SEC. Joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line is Rick Schaefer. He is the author, a former sports information director at the University of Arkansas. Was there 24 years. Of course, he is joining us. Rick is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening. How are you, Rick, on this Friday night? How are things in Arkansas?
Well, great. Listen, it's a wonderful Friday night in Arkansas because there's an exhibition basketball game, but no football game this weekend. And yeah, you're right, the Razorbacks are one of the most improved teams in the country. But the record doesn't show it because of who they've played against. So this is a welcome open date for them. Tomorrow night we'll watch Alabama play LSU. LSU comes to Fayetteville the next week. And hopefully that's the game where Arkansas can break through against one of these ranked teams.
Well, it is hard to believe. I mean, when you look at the record, Arkansas, they've had 17 straight conference games that they've lost, dating back to 2012. But this is a team that cannot be overlooked, and they are very dangerous. What is the missing link?
Probably just the belief that they are going to win. When Bobby Petrino was fired as coach, justifiably by athletic director Jeff Long, it happened after seasons in which Arkansas won 10 games and 11 games. The following year, there were a few specialty players back, but the coaching turmoil, it was too late in the year to hire a permanent head coach, so John L. Smith did the best he could. Well, then by the time Brett Bielema got here, frankly, the cupboard was pretty dry. So, you know, as you look at the losses in 2012, all of last year, the last three games last year were very close. Some of the earlier games were routes. This year, there aren't many routes. Georgia took a big lead on Arkansas at halftime, but part of that was because of three turnovers by the Razorbacks. After that, the Hogs at least made it respectable. The other four losses in the SEC, Arkansas has led in the fourth quarter. And so you'd have to say they've had a chance in the teams they've played. Texas A&M was sixth at the time. Auburn was ranked number five at the time. Alabama was ranked in the top five at the time. And Mississippi State was ranked number one. And the Razorbacks led them 10-0 at one time and led in the third quarter. So, you know, you're talking about playing great competition. But I think just believing you can get over that is the biggest thing. Against Mississippi State, Arkansas went inside their 20-yard line twice in the fourth quarter and didn't score. You got to get points in those situations.
You know, there are a lot of positives, though, about Arkansas. I mean, they feature one of the best rushing attacks in the SEC. Yeah. What, they rank fourth in the league?
Yeah, they've got two really good backs, Jonathan Williams and Alex Collins. Had a third back, Corliss Marshall, who was suspended for four games on a university matter, not an athletic matter, but he's back. He'll be back for LSU. He's probably the fastest of the three. Good-sized offensive line. In fact, it's bigger than the biggest line in the NFL when you take the starting offensive line. Now, that doesn't always equate to quality. There's some younger guys on that line that are getting better every week. You know, this is a team that's really built for 2015 and 2016.
Mm-hmm.
But they're playing in 2014 with younger guys and getting that experience, and there's still hope that they're going to get a win or two. But, yeah, it's a good rushing attack. And this offensive line's also been good protecting the passer when Brandon Allen has thrown, and he's thrown for over 200 yards in each of his last four games because he's only suffered 10 sacks all year, and seven of them were in two games, Alabama and Georgia.
Of course, Rick Schaefer is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to highlight his new book that is out, 100 Things Arkansas Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. But I got to ask you, I mean, tell us about the job that Brett Bielema has done so far, because he certainly has made made Arkansas a very competitive team.
He's a player's coach who also believes in discipline. And sometimes you get the coaches who are disciplinarians, and the players feel like they can't go talk to him, or the player's coaches who the players get away with everything. He's got that solid ground where the players know he cares very deeply for them. He hurts for them when they lose. There was one of the games this year, after the Alabama game, he was in near tears in his post-game press conference because he hurt that Arkansas played that well against a team that good and didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
He and his staff have done a remarkable recruiting job when you consider the lack of success the last two or three years. He's got having Randy Shannon on his staff is huge in recruiting Florida. And so they're getting players out of Florida that Arkansas has never gotten out of that area before. There are 10 players in the state of Arkansas they offered scholarships to this year, including several that recruiting people. You know, you only get into three or four or five stars. That's somebody else's business. But three of them are four-star prospects. All 10 are committed to the University of Arkansas. And even in a state like Arkansas, you think, well, the Razorbacks usually get their own. There have been a few years in recent past where they have not. So that's a big deal, too. And so, yes, he's rebuilding things. He believes that he and his staff can lead Arkansas to winning a Southeastern Conference championship. They played in the SEC championship game three times but never won it. And so that would be something that's never happened since the Hogs went into the SEC. And he's just got a believability about him. But Arkansas fans, I think, really think he'll get this done.
Well, and that's got to be so tough on him personally. I mean, when you look at Brett Bielema and his resume, just the success that he had at Wisconsin. I mean, what, three consecutive Rose Bowl appearances?
Yeah, and it does take his toll. And he's been asked, any regrets? And he said no. He wanted to come to the SEC. Arkansas is a good job. It enjoys statewide support. And he's glad he's here. I think the thing that he learned when he got to the University of Arkansas that he probably wasn't aware of is how fast the SEC is. I think he came to Arkansas and looked at the team speed the Razorbacks had and thought, you know, this is pretty good. I think we can win with them. Until he saw what they were up against. And so his first two recruiting classes, he's gone for more speed. You're taking some young guys that are playing that are faster. And this current recruiting class that he'll end up signing will be faster. I think that's the biggest adjustment that he had to make from going to the Big Ten and the SEC is just how the team speed that everybody in this league has.
How willing are Razorback fans willing to be patient and work the process? Because it really does seem like he knows what it takes to get that winning formula. He's just got to get his recruits in it, and it's just going to take some time.
If you talk to people around college football, which I suspect you do on a syndicated radio show, you know that fans are at every school in America have very little patience. You know, at Arkansas, they understand from what went through from the time Petrino was gone to where they are now. But I would say, now, Bielema's got a great contract. The buyout's outrageous, so he's not going anywhere. And the administration has 100% confidence in him, so that's not an issue. But when you're talking about fans, I think by the third year, most fan bases expect things to start accelerating. Now, the thing that Bielema is going to have to do is not only get more speed in the program, but build depth. That's where the Alabamas, every year, Alabama, LSU, Auburn now, they've got deep programs. If they lose a starter, they got somebody else ready to take over. Arkansas' starting line is pretty good, but you need to build some depth. So I think Arkansas fans know that that's coming. I think overall they definitely believe in Bielema. He's a very likable guy. But like anywhere else, I think next year, which is the third season, people are going to expect, hey, you need to be in a bowl game next year. So we'll see.
Well, and hopefully they'll knock off one of those Goliaths in the SEC. So go ahead and quickly tell us about 100 Things Arkansas Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It is certainly the ultimate resource guide for true Arkansas fans.
Well, I hope it is. I worked at the athletic department for 24 years and was a Razorback fan for many years before that. And there's a guy named Bob Chain who I had a chance to, I've known him for years, and he was the sports information director of the Arkansas. He was the first one they ever had from 1948 through 1968. So when you look at that book, it's really the compilation of both of our understanding of the Razorback program and memories. Bob was in ill health. I talked to him 5 weeks before he passed away. Didn't know he was going to pass away. And many of the stories in there are his stories, and I'd never heard him before. I've known Bob for years, but never really questioned him about a lot of things. Bob actually knew three players that played on the first team ever at Arkansas, which was in 1894.
Oh my.
So when you're talking about his recollections and his memories combined with mine, basically you've got from 1894 to today, and it was a pleasure talking to several former Razorbacks for it. So Well, I think there's some real entertaining stories in there that anybody that likes Arkansas athletics will enjoy.
Well, it is a compelling read. 100 Things Arkansas Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And Rick Schaefer has been joining us on our Stewart Cadillac guest line for the latest deals and models. Check out StewartCadillac.com. We will talk to you again real soon. Thank you so much, Rick. Have a wonderful Friday night.
All right, Alyssa. Thank you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.